12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 6. My name is Wes. I have some great players with us. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Asha Kumar, who has established contingency plans upon contingency plans, and might have to enact those contingency plans sooner than anticipated.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Sophia Vallardes, who, she was expecting something in the van. Just not that.
Hey, I'll be Zelda, they, them, and I am playing Decker Black, whose now slightly tarnished face, his identity is out there, and he had to shave his beautiful, beautiful locks. But yeah, there's also a lot of crisis around us.
Hi, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, playing Layla, she, her, and she also got her identity burned. But honestly, she doesn't like people that much anyway, so what can you do? Let's smash some vampires up.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
So, in the last episode, you all put together a lot of clues, found out about a lot of connections, briefly to God's First Church, Sally Summer Foods, as well as Taft Enterprises owning a lot of these companies, Moon Incorporated, Delphi Tech. And there's also seems to be a Border Patrol guard who is overseeing the shipment of every 5 hours. A truck comes up from Mexico and basically goes to around the Fairfax area, which is outside of DC, and then sends it back down. And it seems like an odd way to get stuff all the way up. There seems like there'd be quicker ways, maybe even by boat. But they've chosen long-haul trucking. Sophia got in touch with Alexander to find out if he could help out with finding out a name of one of these particular teamsters, because mob. And he said, yeah, I know a guy. Just, you know, meet them there. The guy showed up. Left the keys in the ignition, left the door open to the church cab, and just walked away without even saying anything to you all, because he knows what his job is, to keep quiet. Decker started going through the manifest of what was in the truck. It was a bunch of generic Spanish names with no surnames. Asha opened up the back to find, I'm going to say, probably 20 to 15 people on each side. There are chairs set up that they're sitting in. They're looking at each other, and they are having their blood slowly drawn out and put into this large receptacle that's above them. That caused her teeth to start hurting a bit and a hunger to come over her for some of this blood that's being pumped out. And that is where we are picking up. I think that's the most concise I can get it. Asha, I need a stability roll, and this is hard.
Can't imagine why. And hard is...
probably 8-ish.
Sorry, just 8-ish. Okay. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to put 4 points into this one, because, like, I do not want to have to get put down. I refuse to let this... I'm glad I put 4 points into it, because I rolled a 4.
Okay, good. So,
skid on my teeth.
Yeah, you back up, you push yourself with all your willpower, get out of the back of the truck, shut the door, lock it, and just step very far away from it. And right at that point is when Decker comes out with the paperwork that he's been going through. And you see that Asha has drained of color. She looks a little green around the gills.
Was there a lot of drugs in there? Are you okay?
No and no.
Oh, was it just vegetables?
No, it's, well, I mean, I don't...
Like fruit?
No.
It's Soylent Green.
Ooh!
It's people.
Alive? And now he's walking around the back to peek in past the...
Oh, just let's hold up. I'm going to say that we had little body cams on for this.
We can say that.
Because that seems like a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good spy stuff.
Layla, do you want to come and get some samples here?
Yeah.
And can I run a surveillance glance? How are we doing?
You guys are out in the middle of nowhere, and you're pretty secure in this location.
All right, cool. I will go out in my... And I'm just wearing, like, a matching uniform. I didn't roll a disguise roll, so I guess I'm not, like, fully makeuped up or something. But maybe I just have, like, one of those, like, gaiters I pulled up over my face.
Okay. It is not too long after the pandemic, so...
There you go. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to hop out and with a, you know, mini kit just to see if, like, what are the vitals of these people? What the heck's going on? And then maybe if...
Are they people?
Yeah, are they people? Big, good question. Yes. So I'm going to bring that with me. Hop on over there.
So you jump in there and the few things that you notice, number one, they're not being restrained in any way. Do you speak Spanish?
What did I write down? I left my languages thing blank.
Well, that's fine. You can pick that you speak Spanish.
Yes,
now.
I okay. do. Claro que sí.
They start asking you questions like, why have we stopped? You know, we're on a schedule. What's going on? Those kind of things.
Okay. I'm not
from behind you. We're inspectors? Come on.
They look very worried at each other, like, what the hell? This is not normal.
New routine?
Ask me, like, just, Decker, do you speak Spanish? That'd be helpful to say that in Spanish. Okay.
No, I don't.
I'm going to just translate calmly, trying to portray some professionalism. So sparse.
He's just trying to look buff and intimidating.
Yeah. And I, oh, shit. Okay. I had a question. Wait. Okay, so they're hooked up, and is it just like IV type stuff?
It's basic IV. Yeah, they're just drawing blood.
Okay. Does anything? Do they look like they're drugged, or does it seem as though? Okay. Well, maybe since they're all, I'm so concerned that there's an incoming issue. So there's a big vat of blood or something there.
It's not a vat, but the ceiling looks like it's down lower than a normal semi. And there's a black container that goes from front to back all the way down. It looks like a big rectangle, basically, that could hold a lot of blood. It's sealed up. It's metal.
Okay.
Layla, ask them how much they're being paid.
Then I ask.
They respond $1,500.
Oh, my gosh. This is human trafficking. I probably just said that out loud.
We're not equipped take this operation down right now, and I think these people would rebel because they are here voluntarily. They're getting paid for it. I think we need to lock the truck back up. I think we need to take pictures of whatever's on that manifest, put the manifest back, and walk away.
Way ahead of you. I got those pictures.
Yes, Decker got the pictures, and I'm just going to... If they have IVs, you can...
Yeah, you can get a draw from it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a draw from, let's see, maybe can I get three quickly?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. So yeah. I'll just tell you what you find from that. You know, we'll say that you are able to check just, you know, a cursory glance. It is 100% pure human blood. No chemicals, anything like that. I'm giving you the information now, but we're going to say off camera, you test it all, you check it for different kind of drugs. If they've been drugged at all, they haven't. They are definitely here on their own wanting to make a easy buck, or at least a semi-easy buck, sitting in a chair for several hours and having a slow draw. And that's the other thing. This is not like the Baron, who is having blood pumped out at a quick pace. This is a very slow draw over the entire trip. What you're guessing is they get there, they offload the blood, then they send these people back to Mexico, and then the next truck comes up. So they, as a doctor, you know that the turnaround is probably 3 to 4 days, maybe even a week, where they have to wait a good amount of time to kind of recover before they can do the next trip.
Okay. I am so intrigued, but also I'm like, I agree completely with Sophia. If we interfere too much, this is probably not going to go the right way. Though I do have interrogation. No.
All right. So you close up the truck.
Yeah. I'm just saying, buena suerte. And I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
The driver comes out, doesn't say anything to anybody, gets in as if nothing's happened, drives away.
Okay. So that was fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yep.
That also makes me think of it being our original vampires involved with this rather than our nouveau riche.
Well, I mean, our one percenters are obviously spearheading this portion. All the money trails, all the paperwork points back to them. But the question is, what the hell are they doing with all that blood?
Well, what I'm wondering is if they are holding other vampires prisoner and they need to keep them somewhat alive.
But that's a lot of blood. This is a regular rotation.
That is a lot of blood.
And that's a lot of money to constantly spend.
40 people every 5 hours, every day for months.
That is so much.
Though, well, with my point in vampirology, I'm going to extrapolate that once they take the drug, they need blood.
You would be absolutely correct. And that is definitely, like, for, I think Layla has the same point in that. So, yeah, basically, they are blood dependent after a certain amount of time being on the synthetic blood. Once the cancerous vampiric virus makes its way through them, they have to replenish blood and keep feeding that cancer in order to keep alive, because it dies off if there's no blood supply.
So if we're able to take out Summer's Foods, that installation, then it's possible that we can take out a good chunk of our creatures just from starving them to death, or at least force them out into the open into a situation where they can't easily get blood.
Yes, just consider putting them onto the streets to start brutalizing citizens is a distinct possibility.
That's also a possibility
if they're desperate enough.
I mean, that's what they're also doing now.
Yeah.
You're right. This is so hard.
That's fair.
Well, right now, they're hiring people who are willing to give a lot of blood and paying them to keep everything on the DL so no one notices that there is a large contingent of rich people living off the... And yes, it's a metaphor. Rich people living off the blood of the poor. Decker's completely right in that if they get pushed out on the streets, then you've seen what the lower version of this medical thing is, where they can't really control themselves as much. So you don't know what hunger to one of these things looks like.
It would ravage a community. Communities I grew up in, we got no resources. This drug can't get on the street.
This drug is already on the street.
We need to stop it. What's the next step?
We got to figure out what makes them weak and what makes them die. I have limited samples for our dirty vampires, but we have no idea. But we don't know how to deal with any other version of this. So I wonder if there is some sort of connection or research that can be done to, like, somebody has got to encountered this and needed to kill this, these types of things before. So I figured that is something that I want to prioritize. So I'm definitely not looking at Asha when I'm saying this, because it's not just about Asha, but definitely it's like, ooh, yikes.
But also it's about Asha.
What is the next move? I know you want to know a way to kill these things and what the weaknesses are. Now, Layla, you know where one is.
Already in a convenient cell.
Oh, your buddy.
It's already in a cell, and its parent has been killed.
She's dead?
Yeah.
She's dead for real?
Her head got blown off, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, pfft.
Yeah.
We didn't stay to confirm the death, though.
That's very true. That's very true.
That's meta knowledge.
That's meta knowledge, which, yeah.
But we think she's dead from a headshot. So it's something we, God, but like, what? Oh my God, that estate. What do I know about the estate? I'm assuming it's grand.
It's a grand estate. I believe plantation-esque is the word you used.
Right.
So it's got the big columns, and it looks like a White House kind of ripoff thing, and large gardens and everything like that. There used to be more servants, I'll put it that way.
Well, I do know that we talked about Thaddeus and his troubled childhood, and that he was a little bit of an escape artist. Now, is there a chance that I remember a tunnel or something that Thaddeus might have made in his...
There's no tunnel, but it's not going to be as hard to get into as, say, the party was.
It's an empty house.
Yeah, it's probably relatively empty at this point.
Oh, God. Well, what about Chip? Yeah, Chip is alive, or we didn't do anything to him.
Chip was there for the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Chip wasn't part of the up next to the explodey door contingent, is what you're telling me.
Right, exactly. Chip is probably in the wind at this point, if he knew what was... If he was even a vampire, you have no clue if he was a vampire or not, because it's very possible he was not.
I am willing to see what happened to Thaddeus, because he also could have been starved. He's definitely, if he's still in there, perhaps blood-starved, perhaps totally weakened.
Okay, so do you want to go there?
Yeah.
All right, you all head up there. It takes a couple hours. Van Helsing calls you as you're on the road. He sends Sophia 7 pictures. The first one is an old tintype picture of this guy. And then the next one's the same guy probably 30 years later. And the next guy is the same dude another 30 years later. And it goes all the way up to a modern picture of James Taff, but he is still the same from the mid-1800s. And he goes,
well, either he's a pureblood, or he created the drug and started using it a long time ago and is deciding to spread it. I don't know which is which, but he has definitely knows all about what's going on in his company, would be my guess. So that's a problem, because he has more net money than some small countries. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to do about that.
Okay. Do the pictures trigger anything for Asha?
No, they don't, actually.
Damn it. I now stare at everything very hard. Like, I'm like,
please. Memory.
Flashback, please. Interesting. Okay. Then have I ever worked with... Do I recognize this him at all?
You've never worked for Taft directly. He doesn't hire out very often, but you've worked with people who are adjacent to him, who work Taft Enterprise, or who are maybe third-party consultants or something like that. So you definitely have connections of somebody that you could call and maybe try to get some information from.
Okay, well, I wonder if then I can... maybe we can do this tandem, Sophia and I, because I could probably track down where his medical records would be stored. Like, oh, it's via this organization or something. And perhaps she can see if they even exist, or if there's something weird that was left behind.
Okay, well, why don't we do a digital intrusion roll for Sophia?
Okay, is this a regular hard?
I'd say that this is pretty hard, because he has hidden a lot of stuff over the past 200 years. So
I'm going to put 4 points. And that makes me have a 10.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you are able to find a medical record that is complete fiction. He was born in 1968. No major medical procedures, not even a cavity. It's completely clean. There is a mention of possible high blood pressure, but it really all feels like it's tacked on and just there to kind of say, look, I have a medical record.
That already, as a doctor, I'm like, no, everybody has something wrong with them. So
the one thing you do find is he has a connection to a German chemist from the 1800s.
Of course, it's a German chemist from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have a name for this German chemist, not to put you on the spot?
Bartolo.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yep,
I like an obvious thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, well, well. I'm going to just directly share that with the old team. And I wonder then, hilariously, I haven't even thought about this. Are there Wait. I'm about to say it wrong.
Bartolo?
Bartolo. I actually have been missing an L this whole time. Bartolo. Don't tell Decker that.
he wouldn't know anyways.
Yes. But is that name out here? Is there a freaking obvious, like, scientist or descendant?
No. Oddly enough, the line ceased in the 1800s.
Also very weird.
Did Herr Bartolo have a title?
What do you mean, like a noble title?
Yep.
He was definitely a doctor, but of course an 18th century doctor, so that he could have just bought. If you do enough research, you do find that he was like the sixth son of a noble house. So someone who was never going to inherit much had to go and get a job and whatever. But yeah, he's a noble.
Often nobles have property that even if we can't find them, we can find some things that might be still in their name.
Because you're digging into all of this and all that, does anybody have history as an investigation skill?
Nope.
I don't.
We did not think it was going to be irrelevant.
Does anybody have points that they can spend that they did not spend?
I have a research.
Okay, we can use that.
Yeah, I have research too.
So do I.
Yeah,
I feel like one of us could move one of this research points into history.
That's true.
Since we were covered otherwise.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I can do that. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's totally random anyway. History, research, it's all this. It's similar. All right.
His father was named Baron Reicher Bartolo.
Oh, Baron.
And they seem to have come from Eastern Europe a few hundred years before that, around the maybe 1400s, mid-1400s.
And I know I'm pushing it.
You are.
Happen to find any portraiture?
Oh, of the Baron? Hell no, 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 no.
Not a single sketch? Okay.
There might be a very old painting, but there's paintings of nobles throughout Europe, and you'd have to go to their house, which is a possibility. If you all want to jump on a plane and go to Germany, you can do that.
Do we know anything about the Baron's father?
Nope.
This is nothing. Like, we're looking for a seat.
Yeah. It kind of goes cold after the Baron.
If only I had two history. Okay. Well, that's a lot of great info, though.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of great info. And all you've been doing this as you've gotten up to Thaddeus' estate. And you get up there and it's completely quiet. All of the lights are out.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's not creepy.
So completely quiet. All the lights are out. Did they used to have any pets? I would imagine, like, dogs or something.
They probably had, like, Yorkshire Terriers or something.
Oh, okay. Okay, right.
A bougie dog breed of some sort.
All right. If you had said Dobermans or something, I would have been like, oh, okay, let me check, like, are the dog houses even, like, Yeah. Are they here or did they abandon the place? So
you're not hearing any dogs barking or anything like that. So what do you all want to do? Like, what's the plan? Are you just going to go in and look around?
It makes me nervous that not even the servants are around.
Yeah, the servants aren't here. They're gone.
Well, we did come here prepared for a combat situation. I'm assuming Decker finally has the goddamn machete that he needs to just destroy everything in their path. Like,
got that strapped to his hip.
Yeah.
You all are outfitted for combat.
Is there power running to the estate, or did they cut the power?
Seems like the power's been cut.
Okay.
No alarm system. One less thing to worry about. I say we just go in. What do you think? Sophia, are you going to stay in the van?
There's not a lot you can do in the van.
Yeah, there's not a lot I can do in the van.
Might as well go in.
You know, you made me the van person.
It's
so
true.
It's true.
No, I mean, I'll arm up. You know, I don't know how much help I'll be, but I'll do what I can.
Okay.
And you've also got like portable electronic stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little drones.
Yeah, yeah. We just know that if Thaddeus or anyone is in there, they will hear us coming for sure. So I guess, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's danger sense and all that other stuff. So let's go ahead and get in there. You have all your stuff and it's completely dark. How, you know, to use a D&D cliche, what is the formation that you're going into or you're...
Decker first. He's the bodyguard. He knows how to protect the people behind him.
Okay.
And I guess then me, because I'm the only person who's been here before, so I can direct us to at least Thaddeus's area.
Sophia and then me, so I can bring up the rear?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And if there's any lock picking.
Well, that might help. That's
my cherry, actually. So
I know. The infiltration cherry is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up to the front door, and I'll just say you're able to get it unlocked pretty easily. And the smell of decay hits you pretty hard. You're going through the hallways. You haven't encountered any bodies, but you can smell them. And you make it to Thaddeus's room, and the door is locked. You hear the sound of scratching from inside at the door.
I would like to knock on it.
Suddenly, there's all this movement inside. Who's there? Who's there? Let me out. Who's there? And you also hear something skittering down the dark hallway towards you.
Hold my fingers up to, like, for silence.
Silence, Thaddeus, who can't see you?
Us. Okay. Let's not respond.
Okay.
So confirm that he's in that room now. And we need to keep an eye on that skittering, but I'm not going to say any of that. That's just kind of described with like a finger to the mouth and nose.
Yeah, I would think maybe we just need to... Are we moving away from the door? Or are we going to stay here and wait for the skittering to come up?
It's coming towards us. Take position, everyone. Lots of hand signals, waving.
Do we have night vision goggles?
I'm going to say sure, yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
So around the corner, suddenly you hear this skittering, and there are, I'd say, 5 servants who are basically feral at this point. They're loping on all 4s, and they're coming down the hallway very quickly at all of you. Decker, you're the closest to respond first, so give me, what do you want to do?
Hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, so you're going to do hand-to-hand combat. All right, so go for it.
I mean, is it hand-to-hand if I decapitate them?
It's a weapon, I believe, if you're using weapon.
Okay, then I'm going to do a weapons.
Okay, weapons, yeah.
2 points in.
Okay.
6, 7, 8. 8.
All right, so the first one, you handily decapitate, and the head rolls. And one of them grabs onto you. It's snapping at your neck, trying to bite into you. Not in a, hey, I want to change you into a vampire, but more into, I want to rip your throat out and drink all your blood.
Mm-hmm. Fully understood.
Who wants to go next as all of this is happening? Because it's all happening at the same time.
I think I'm the closest right behind them. So let me try to go for a headshot. I know it's going to be tricky.
Okay. Are you going for the one that's trying to eat Decker? Because they're...
Yes.
Don't fail this.
Right.
No pressure right. or anything.
I'm putting some points into this, though. Don't
thanks,
worry.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They're right next to each other, so...
Right. Okay, yeah. So this is a hard one. It's above six?
Yeah.
Maybe? Possibly?
Probably okay. about okay. an eight. They're embraced.
Yeah, no, it's a tricky...
It's a trick
embraced,
shot.
Fighting for your life.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm going to put four in.
Okay.
It's like, you. I need to roll it up. Putting four in. And I need a high... Oh, fuck, it fell down. And I'm being honest because it landed on six, okay? I could have just lied, and I'm not going to.
All
okay.
right.
Stay on the goddamn thing. Okay. That's a six.
All right.
Nice.
So, you are... entangled, Decker, as this thing grabs onto you and is trying to bite you, and over your shoulder in a shot that no one should take, a bullet whizzes by your ear and pops right through its head, and it drops to the into your arms, like kind of slumps down, and you can still hear the whizzing of the bullet just literally so close to your ear.
Oh, holy fuck! Thanks. Drops the body.
There are three more, though, that are right around it. Who wants to go next?
I guess I'll try and shoot one.
Okay, yes. Go for it.
I'll put all of my 2 points in it.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Gives me a five.
All right, so, yeah, you're able to hit one. It's not a headshot, but you're able to hit one and slow it down a little bit. Asha?
I will try to shoot the other one, then, and I will put 3 points into it. And I rolled a 4 plus 3 is a 7.
Awesome. So yeah, you're able to hit one, and definitely you do some damage to it. The three that are up, I'm going to say, because they didn't get a chance to attack, I'm going to say one of them goes after Layla, one of them goes after Decker, and one of them is going to try to get back to Sophia. So let's start with Decker.
All right.
So this one drops, and all of a sudden, the second one just appears.
Mm-hmm.
Your hit threshold is a 4. It's able to grab onto you, so almost you drop one, you're like, oh, thank God, and then just one grabs onto you again. The second one is going to try to get Layla. Layla, you sidestep it, and the third one, and you get really lucky, Sophia. It can't seem to get back towards you. So we're now back at the top, which is going to be... Decker, what do you want to do? You have this thing, it's hand-to-hand at this point.
Where does it have me grappled? Where is its gross mouth?
It's just grabbing, it's like got its hands around you, and it's trying to, like, bite you anywhere.
Okay, I'm going to headbutt it.
All right.
Create a little bit of space.
Okay.
And then decapitate it.
Okay, so first give me a hand-to-hand roll and then a weapons roll.
Hand-to-hand, I'll put in 3. Which was worth it. That's 6.
Okay, so you headbutt it and push it back. And now give me a weapons roll to try to cut off its head. The head, chopping its head off is hard, just so you know. Because it's hard.
Okay, yeah. Rest of weapons will go in at 3. And then my something will break out, like my machete, I guess.
Well, it works. It's just you don't have any more points to put into it when you make the roll.
Okay, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Awesome. So I'm going to say that because these are mooks, you cut its head off and it drops. Let's now go to, I believe Layla was next. You just sidestepped one.
Okay, cool. So +2. Here we go. It's 3. Shit.
All right, you shoot and miss. And it turns around.
Crap.
And swipes at you. You got lucky, it missed.
Oh.
Feel its nails just like, you feel the wind from its claws go right by you. All right, Sophia, you're next.
Okay, I guess, I mean, I used shooting. Can I still use weapons for a gun?
No, you have to use shooting. So if you have no more points, you just have to roll and hope you roll high.
I know it sounds like I'm rolling more than one die.
It does.
Which I am, but I'm only using the green die as my result. I feel the clacking helps the numbers.
Mm. I believe wow. in that.
Okay.
Real science there.
It didn't help the numbers.
Oh,
science failed.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, 40.
And what's sad, the other one rolled a 5.
All right, so yeah, no, you fire. You are not used to being in a combat situation, for sure. Asha!
Okay, I'm going to fire at the one that Sophia missed, I guess.
Okay, so give me a roll.
And I'm going to add my other 3 points to it. Maybe a little unnecessary, but I did roll a 5 plus 3 is an 8.
All right, so yeah, you hit that one. What you're realizing as you're doing this now, decapitation seems to work. Bullets don't seem to work well unless you do a headshot. You got an 8, so I'm going to let's say that that would be a headshot. So there's now only 2 of these things left. We are back up at the top. Decker, you have put some space between you and the other creatures. 2 of them are basically behind you because they kind of went around you to get to the others. What do you want to do?
I'm surrounded by decapitated corpses. The terrain is slippery. I'm covered in blood and slobber. And I don't have any more points and weapons, but I'm still going to attempt to try and cut their head off.
All right. Just give me a 6-sided roll and let me know what you get.
Oh, dear. How is a 2?
Ah, that misses. You swing and...
I slip in the blood.
You slip a little bit in the blood.
Lose my footing.
Yeah.
Don't these people believe in floor runners?
Layla, what do you want to do?
All right, so 2 left, and I haven't moved that much, so I must be close to the one that, or close-ish to the one that went for Decker. Let me, is your machete still in your hand, Decker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Running out of points doesn't mean the weapon breaks. It just means you have no more points to put into that roll. You can still make the roll.
Right. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like, hey, throw that. And I want to use my weapons skill.
So let's do an athletics roll. They are slipping in blood and you're throwing a machete. That seems dangerous.
For some reason, I'm very confident.
Yes. Your time in Brazil.
Yes. I'm going to put 4 into this roll. As I want to make it.
I'll do it as well. Are we both making this roll?
Yep.
Yes. Let's make this happen, please. Oh, yeah.
9.
And I got a 6.
It is a very smooth gesture. You just kind of flick it over.
Handle towards you. You're not catching the blade.
She catches it. And now you need to make a weapons roll to hit.
Oh, alrighty.
Yeah.
Yes. Very cinematic.
All right. Yeah. Let me put 3 into this. This is my thinking music. All right. Go for it. Haha. Okay. Wait. Did I say 2 or 3?
I believe you said 3.
I literally just forgot. Okay. So that's 6 because I rolled 3.
All right. The one that's down, so you're able to cut through its head. And with that final slash of your machete, the last vampire is dispatched. So you're all covered in blood, and the cell that Thaddeus is in, you can hear him scraping at the door, trying desperately to get through.
Decker wipes off like some of the blood from his eyes and mouth. Oh, okay, what's next?
Well, I guess we were at least able to test our theory about the head stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I crushed that old lady's head, curb stomped it, I have a feeling, and he looks around the house, she probably actually died. She didn't come back.
It does not seem like it, but...
Awesome.
So Thaddeus can still talk. That makes me think there might be hope, perhaps. Who's got the best interrogation skill? We need to get the truth out of him.
I have intimidation.
I do not have interrogation.
I have 1. I worked for the military, unfortunately.
I've got 2, I guess, also from the military.
Maybe you work together. Remember, it's an investigation skill, so...
Right. So, yeah, I'll just apply that to this. Okay. Well, let's see. What? How do I make sure someone is not a psycho vampire before I open a door?
I can restrain him.
We could do that. And when I'm hearing the scrapes... How do they sound, like bestial, or do they sound like a weakened?
They sound weakened.
Weak. And he probably hasn't eaten. I'm whispering that to the fellows saying. So there's a chance that we could actually restrain him, looking at Decker, and then question him. Are we all on the same page of that?
Yep.
As that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a question. Decker puts his hand up. Could I cut off his legs?
We'll see if that's necessary.
Okay, okay. It's a great way to restrain somebody. I learned that back when... Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, well, Sailor, do we have rope or something? Let's start with just rope.
I'm going to say that, like, we have zip ties.
Yeah, we still have... Oh, yeah, my... Yes, the spy handiness kit. All right, so let's take a look at this... Oh, wait. Thaddeus. It's Layla.
Oh, Layla, I need my medicine.
Ah, yes.
I don't feel so good.
How long have you been in there, Thaddeus?
I don't know. Mom was supposed to let me out. She hasn't brought me any food in a while.
Was the food, I'm looking around at the blood and gore. Was that people, Thaddeus?
Yeah, it was people.
Okay, all right. That is okay for now, Thaddeus. Just, I'm here mostly as, I mean, I'm here as a professional. So we are going to allow you to come out, but we know you're sick. I remember what happened last time, so I gotta trust you. And then you can trust me because I trust you. Does that sound all right?
All right. Just let me out and give me some food, please.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the door, is it just a lat? You know, we can just unlock it?
Well, you have to undo the padlock that she put on there, but...
We turn to Sophia.
Yeah, that's easy enough for me. I don't have to roll.
You open it up quickly, and yeah, the door swings open, and he's laying on the ground there. Basically, super emaciated, super shriveled up, almost alien looking at this point, with really badly chapped lips. He's not going anywhere anytime quickly. He's just laying there trying to get the door open. He goes, is it bad?
I don't think you want to ask me that right now. Let's get you out of this room. I'm assuming it stinks.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's rank.
Is there anything, though, like, does he have one of those rings for the church? Is there anything like that? Like,
Thaddeus does not. He's in the club via mom.
Right. Legacy.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So yeah, let's just drag him out.
We drag him through the blood and gore.
You can both pick him up and carry him out. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I mean, Decker could just pick him up and like sling him over his shoulder.
How'd that go for you last time with a vampire?
Can't complain. Touches his lip.
Yeah, maybe we could put him on some a chaise lounge or something in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Bring him to like the living room, one of the living rooms.
Is there an office somewhere nearby?
You want to look for an office?
I want to look for an office because an office will have a computer.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to separate yourself from the others?
I'll go with you.
Okay. Asha will go with me.
Because the two of you have interrogation. All I can do is make people terrified of me, which isn't a bad thing.
That's fair. Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of concerned about him, even though he's insane and just, he's very troubled. And now that I know his mom is so evil, I'm like, oh, God.
You feel bad for him in a way.
In a way, even though it's like...
It makes you feel ooky to feel bad for him.
I'm just like, what is this morality inside of me? So that's what I'm dealing with right now.
All right, Asha and Sophia, you... make your way upstairs. It's completely dark. You find Chip at the top of the stairs and something ate him. Basically took big old chunks, probably the servants, and left him there to rot.
They took a chip away from Chip?
They chipped away at Chip.
Thank you.
But he's been here a couple of days. Probably came directly from the party back to the house to get anything he can before making a break for it and just didn't make it out the door. You make it up to the office and there is a computer and everything, but there's no way to run it.
Take the hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take the hard drive.
Okay. You take the hard drive.
Can I look around, see if there's a safe since we've had good luck with that so far?
Yes, there is a safe.
Okay. So I will...
It's one of those old safes, too. It's pretty big. It's not like the floor safe.
Okay, so it's got a regular lock on it.
Yeah.
Great. So I will crack it then, especially if it's an older one. They are easier to crack by ear and feel, as long as I have a few minutes.
You do.
Fantastic. And I'm going to put 3 points of my infiltration in there.
All right.
Okay, so once I have the hard drive and while she's trying to crack the safe, I'm looking around the office.
That's a 5 on the die plus 3 is an 8. Wow. I really just had to think about what 5 plus 3 equaled. Sorry.
You crack open the safe and Sophia, as she's cracking open the safe, you find a small, it looks like some kind of statue. It's this like, I'm going to use the word grotesque, like a grotesque figure of a person, you know, contorted face and just kind of strange looking. And it looks like the symbol that's on the ring that the mother wears. So there's some kind of connection between this particular statue and that. And you look at it, and at the bottom, it has a false bottom. And there are maybe 5 or 6 pills in it, the red pills. But these red pills are closer to purple than the bright red of the pills you've been interacting with. It's a different type of Barlatola, you're guessing. Asha, you look inside the safe. There's a bunch of cash in here, some jewelry, maybe a few bear bonds, that kind of thing. It looks like liquid money that can be used in a situation where liquid money is the only thing that will work. But there's probably about a good 100 grand in here.
Yeah, I'm going to take all the untraceable money. Worth it, I guess.
All right, so let's go back down to the interrogation. You sit him in a chair. What questions do you all want to ask?
I want to ask about his mom.
No, you have the kind approach. I mean, you knew him. Decker does not have that connection, so this is just somebody to interrogate. He's got his arms crossed. He's looking intimidating. He went into the kitchen, grabbed a couple of sharp knives, some forks, some barbecue tools, you know.
Nice. Yeah, all the things you need for a little interrogation.
Barbecue this husk.
This is investigation stuff, so he spills the beans pretty easily. He has been tortured and starved and is not in a mental place to fight against an interrogation. He says, look, my mom's part of this organization. There's a bunch of them. They're all really rich and they get this pill. And my mom didn't get the pill until later in her life. And so she started as an older woman, but, you know, it was supposed to give her immortality. And I found out about the street drug version of it. The street drug version of it is new. What my mom takes is not the same.
Did she know you were taking this?
No, not until you brought me up here.
And what is this organization's... I mean, were they mad? Was she mad that this existed? I'm trying to dumb down my question.
Like I said, it's some kind of secret organization, you know. And they had some stupid name.
The Allfathers?
No, not the Allfathers.
Let's see what I have in my notes.
We got a lot of names. Not Delphi.
No, that's the company that's working for them. It's connected to Taft. He's got some secret organization. It's like...
Oh, Taft, it keeps coming back to that piece of shit.
The Shadow Council or something.
Oh,
something.
Come on, really? That's what they came up with?
Okay, Decker, okay. Yes, okay.
I know. It's cheesy, but they're older.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very innovative back in the day.
It was probably very cool whenever they came up with it. I don't really know how old my mom is.
Do you have any siblings? Never asked that, Thaddeus. I never even occurred to me.
Well, I have a sister that lives out in California. I don't see her very often.
Does she happen to also not age?
She kind of doesn't deal with the family, to be honest. She went out to school. I think she's some kind of, I don't know, I want to say she's an entertainment lawyer, which I guess makes her a vampire anyway, right? Do you feel me? Oh, I need blood.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm imagining Thaddeus is like trying to slide off the couch to like just lick up the blood on the floor.
Yeah, he's desperate. What it tells you is that the blood, from a medic point of view, the blood in his body is starting to die off. And so that's why he's shriveling up. It's because the blood dies off and he slowly becomes the husk. So if you don't give him any blood, he's just going to straight up perish. Or you could do the merciful thing and just kill him.
Yeah, there's some part of me that's like, well, if he controls himself, but we would need to hook him up with, like, we don't even know what team anybody's on. Yeah.
Why don't we talk to everybody else? We'll do one thing, just everybody together. What does everybody feel should happen to Thaddeus? Do you want to try to keep him alive or do you want to put him out of his misery?
Honestly, it wouldn't be the worst thing, because Thaddeus is on the street level version, which we know the street level version is currently being distributed by the Allfathers, by the Russian mob. And if we kept him alive enough to try to find a cure, if that's even possible,
that could help.
It could help
more than one person.
Maybe more than one person, even though apparently my situation is highly different than that on a meta level.
You know, chemistry is great. It applies to many mm-hmm. things.
All right. So the consensus is you're going to keep him alive.
Yeah. I mean, can we just like hook him up to a blood IV?
I don't have a blood bag with me. I mean, I was thinking, what would happen if he just had a little bit of blood right now?
No. We need to take him somewhere where he is confined.
Can we just give him to Van Helsing? I'd like to just put that on his hands.
If we trust Van Helsing.
That's oh, no, we don't. But
well, I mean, to do this thing specifically.
Yeah. He's financially able to. And frankly, I don't think you did a very good job questioning him, Layla. I think there's a lot more information that he can give us. And
oh, you've been
Van
here
Helsing
the whole time. So
do you know how often you step on my toes?
Once, actually. I've documented it.
What? No. We didn't ask
once.
Him anything about Taft. We didn't ask him anything about, what does he know about James Taft? What do you know about the Delphi tech company?
We were
company?
Just talking about Delphi and James
All you
Taft.
Were doing was talking about his mother. And like
we just asked him. He just told us what he knew. Like, for real?
Not enough.
Decker checks out.
Can someone please...
Thaddeus dying.
Thaddeus is going to leave the building.
Couch.
I'm going to give him some floor blood.
While they're arguing, I'm calling Carla.
Okay. You know what? I really feel like this is a good place for us to stop. This is a good place to stop because this is going to, for us to resolve all this is going to take another half an hour. So let's stop this here and we will come back to it next week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, players, for playing. Let's see where everybody is. Let's start with Michelle.
You can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's fantastic sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear me play TTRPGs, you can find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel or Happy Jack's RPG. If you just want to see photos of my cats, Twitter.
Yes. Hello, all. I have been B Zelda. You can find me on Twitter as at B underscore Zelda. That is B-E-E underscore Z-E-L-D-A. And I am a podcaster, streamer, sometimes a TTRPG writer, and the community manager for D&D Adventures League. But no, most notably, I am the antagonistic player. So thank you, everybody, for welcoming me and working with that part of my personality.
And partially to blame Saint.
To blame.
It takes two to fight.
I reject that blame.
It takes two.
No, there's fighting, and then there's restating what just happened to defend yourself. Okay, so there's no one is superior, and that's what Saint Spider says, and you can tell me I said that on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV, and I won't be arguing there because I'm very pleasant.
Wow.
And I am Wes Otis. I've had a lot of fun with this. This has been really cool, though, that the interactions and everything else have been great. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12sidestoriesallspelledout.com on our website, or you can find us on Twitter at the number 12 sided stories, and same thing for Instagram. Though I will be honest, I rarely go on Instagram. I'm terrible at it. We actually, and one thing I haven't said in a while, we have a Discord as well. You can find all our links on the website or on Twitter, and you can come and join our Discord and have some fun talking about our games and games in general, and let us know what you like. If you want to help the podcast, finally one thing, the stream on Tuesday nights. Right now we're doing Call of Cthulhu. It could be something else when you're listening to this. Come check it out Tuesday nights at 6 Pacific time. So if you want to help us out, give us a good review, throw 5 stars at us on your favorite platform, or join us on Patreon or Ko-fi. And any of those things or all of them helps a great deal. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back with round 4 of Bickering Between Decker and Layla next week on Dead Drop. Bye.